Welcome back to Numunication. I'm your host and social sensei, Karen. Before we share a drink together and have a chat, I need to apologize. When I launched in January, I was so excited that I couldn't manage to keep anything I recorded brief. Case in point, even my apology is getting long, but it is necessary. Thanks for patiently waiting for the follow-up installment. Go pour yourself your favorite beverage so we can kanpai. To be perfectly transparent, today's episode was actually recorded about 2 months ago, but I've been hesitant to release it. This was largely due to my voice being absolutely shattered in New York during WrestleMania week. In April, I attended the inaugural Bullet Club block party. On a whim, the interview queen herself, Alicia Toot, offered to do a quick interview in between her busy schedule as the Bullet Club block party's MC. We used the high-top tables in the VIP room, so I figured this would be a great way to introduce the phrase tachibanashi, having a conversation while standing. If you've been in a bar where there is zero seating, and you stood around talking with someone, you've had tachibanashi. It can be a casual chat or even some juicy gossip. At 23, Alicia is traveling the world as an interviewer and MC. In Japanese, she would be referred to as a Joshi Anansa, or Joshi Anna for short, a female announcer or interviewer. Having been home in the U.S. for over 10 years, and just passing my fourth year since I stopped flying, I'm rather jealous of her tabibito lifestyle, her ability to travel everywhere. She's living her best life, interviewing bands, musicians, and wrestlers alike while skipping around the globe. What happens when the tables are turned and the interview queen is on the receiving end of the mic? Let's find out. All right, this is a test. This is Karen Nerds Out with Alicia Toot. So, last time I saw you in person, it was ROH Toronto.
Oh my gosh.
I know, it was November, and it was really, really busy. So one of the coolest things I respect for you is that you travel around, not only doing wrestling, but your Ambi vlog.
Yeah.
So, can you tell me, where's the favorite place that you've traveled?
Okay, there have been a lot of really cool spots, and it's nice that this job's brought me to a lot of different states, because it's cool. I used to usually just go to, like, Chicago, New York, and, like, I don't know, I can't remember, but growing up, there were, like, certain spots my family and I would always go to, and now I get to just check out tons of other places, and that's awesome. But my favorite ever would have to be the Netherlands. This company called ESNS brought me out there. They were a big music festival that showcases European talent, like, up and coming.
That's fantastic.
And, yep, they brought me out to the Netherlands, and I was there for about a week's time, and just got to watch live music every single night, meet tons of really cool people, eat really good food, and
they have really good food.
Oh my gosh, that was my first time ever across the pond, and the fact that my job brought me there was pretty damn cool. So yeah, I loved it there.
All right, so if you've traveled so much, where haven't you been yet that you want to go to the most?
England. Ever since I was little, I've always wanted to go there.
Why?
I grew up listening to tons of Britpop.
Okay.
Like, I was a massive fan, so whether I'd go to, like, Bristol or Manchester or London, like, I would love to go that way across the pond.
What's the one thing you always pack in your suitcase that you can't live without that's not work-related?
I have this travel mirror. That's amazing, because when you do all these appearances and stuff, you have to look decent.
Yeah.
And I mean, at this point, I'm just like, it's been a long day. I've been in the sun, so my makeup is not held up. But seriously,
hey man, you look better than I do, so we'll go with that.
So I have this travel mirror, and it's like this big. It's like an 8x10 almost, and it opens up, and it folds open and has all these little LED lights in it. Yes.
I think I need to get me one of those.
It's on Amazon, like $20.
Sweet.
Seriously,
I like
it's
that.
It's the best.
I'll definitely
check
it out.
So I travel with that everywhere I go because it helps so much. Because half the time you're doing makeup in like dingy locker rooms or hotels with shit lighting.
Public bathrooms.
Yeah. So, you know, get that.
Excellent. So if you had to change one thing about your life, what would you change?
Oh, my life.
I mean, you are still very young, so you have your whole life ahead of you, but what would you want to change? Or
man, how deep do I want to go with this?
It's up to you. This is all on you.
You know what? I'm, like, pretty honest with, like, my fan base and anyone who approaches me, so, like, probably still my confidence, to be honest. Like, I've always struggled with that. I was bullied growing up like crazy,
yeah.
And that stuck with me. So that's when I first started my site, and I started getting, like, you know, if there's any negativity at all, it would hit me so hard, and now it's nice. Now I don't really give a shit as much, but I just wish I was more, more confident and saw what, you know, I'm lucky people see in me. I wish I kind of saw that. That's so cheesy sounding, but it's so true.
No, man, it's seriously, for me, if I could tell 19-year-old me that you don't need to have everything figured out by 25 or even, like, 35,
yeah,
that'd be okay. Because there's always this rat race where you're, you know, especially with social media now, that you're constantly comparing yourself to everybody else.
Oh, totally.
Because everybody's always putting their best foot forward, right? Mm-hmm. So I wish there was, like, back, you know, a time machine. If I could hop in a time machine, yeah, and be like, you don't need it all sorted out at 17.
Totally.
Everything will work out. It may not be the easiest way to go about it, yeah, but it'll work out.
Well, that's why I really like posting photographs where it's like, I'm just lazing around the house, I'm not wearing makeup, because I have a lot of young fans who follow me,
yeah,
and a lot who reach out to me, and I just want to let them know, like, it's okay to just be you. Like, you don't got to dress up like people you see in magazines and all that bullshit. It's just, no, like, just be yourself. That's what stands out.
Well, of course. I mean, finding your most authentic voice is always the hardest thing.
Mm-hmm.
But in, you know, especially with Instagram and stuff like that, we're always, you know,
yeah,
women are held to a different standard than men.
I hate social media so much.
It can be so good, but it can be so bad at the same time.
It's such an evil necessity.
So if you, I know that you are going.
I think someone needs these.
I mean, they can have it. I mean, as much as I would love to have a whole stack of Yujiro Takahashi take home with me. What? Hey now. Mm-hmm. It's not what we're about right now. So you are now with AEW.
Yes.
How excited are you about that?
I bawled my eyes out.
Did you know?
Yeah, when I got the official, I was in talks for a little bit with them, but when I got the official text, like, hey, we want to book you for Double or Nothing, I just cried, because I've been a Cody Rhodes fan since I was really, really young, and the Young Bucks are my favorite tag team, so the fact that I love Jericho, I love Omega, like, it's just, and all the new talent they're signing, so many of them are my friends, and it's just, it blew my mind. Like,
so you have the opportunity to help build something from the ground up, essentially.
The fact that I even get to be like, whether it's a tiny role or a big role, I don't know which, you know, promo work I'm doing backstage yet, but whatever it is, I'm just so thankful that they kind of see something in me and they want me to be there that day, because it is going to be a freaking awesome day.
Have you been to Vegas before?
Yeah.
Where is the must-see or must-do thing for you when you go to Vegas?
Ooh, okay. The first time I went to Vegas, I was too young to gamble, so, like, we mainly went to a lot of cool shows that, you know, obviously I could go to not being legal. And then I went about 3 months ago for where I was doing some signing for a promotion. So, that's hard. Is it weird that when I think of Vegas, like, one of the first things that come to mind is, like, White Castle, even though it's not a Vegas thing? That's so sad.
No, man, sometimes when you travel so much,
yeah,
having, like,
so
find
stupid.
That one comfort thing is, like,
so
it makes
stupid.
It so easy when you're on the road so much.
It's funny because I'm a really big Impractical Jokers fan. Like, I love
okay.
show. And so they went to White Castle, and one of the dudes on it, Quinn, was like, welcome to the Castle of Whites. And so anytime I see a White Castle, I think that's a stupid, stupid line. But I wouldn't say go to White Castle. I would say check out Love. There's the Beatles. Oh, where the hell does it happen?
Is that by Cirque du Soleil?
Mirage. I think it's in the Mirage. Yeah.
Oh, excellent.
Get in like a yeah. It says like that's it. So yeah, go to Love. I'm a massive Beatles fan, and I remember going to that with my family. It was my sister, mom, and dad, and it was just a phenomenal, phenomenal show.
Which big city in Canada do you call home? Do you hail
Toronto.
From? What is the must see to do in Toronto?
I mean, if you're like really down to do touristy stuff, go to the CN Tower. It's beautiful. It's expensive, but it's beautiful, and they have a thing now that's where you can like literally walk the outskirts of the CN Tower and
okay.
they buckle you in and stuff. But
well, I mean, I should hope so.
You hope so. And people do that all the time. So that's something cool. And one of my favorite things is, well, used to be when I was younger. Now I'm kind of overcrowded places, funny enough. And like, I go to wrestling shows and concerts all the time.
I mean, there's nothing wrong with that.
Kensington Market's cool. It's like this like hipsterville where tons of people go and there's just good food and there's a lot of venues and like if you want to get like fresh fruit and stuff.
That's how I feel about Philadelphia. Like,
so
I always go to the Reading Market because they have like all the Amish farmers bring
okay.
all their food
nice.
And the groceries, everything's just so good.
Oh, and Queen Street. A lot of good thrifting and shopping's on Queen Street.
So yeah. With AEW, they've already announced Fight for the Fallen coming up, as well as CEO versus
yes,
AEW.
Yeah.
Will you be joining us in Florida for possibly, not back-to-back weekends, but pretty
yeah.
much
the summer of AEW. So right now I am confirmed for Double or Nothing. However, those are also events I would love to be a part of. So we're just gonna
we'll put that energy out in the universe. We're like, bring her to Florida.
Yeah,
we want Alicia in Florida.
Yeah, I've never been.
You never been?
Never been to Florida.
Well, pack your sunscreen because
yeah.
you're gonna burn.
I sweat so
big floppy hat.
That sucks. I schvelts like right away.
Well,
put me in that sunshine.
The problem with Florida is that the humidity. You're gonna walk outside and you're gonna just be wet.
Yeah,
don't expect having a good hair.
Oh, I don't.
I don't right now, and it's not too good, so we're good.
All right, well, my voice is about to give out, so thank you so much, Alicia. It has been a day. Like, Mania week, every week, year, without fail, my voice gets absolutely wrecked from all the cheering and everything. Were you able to go to any other shows this week?
Yeah, I worked about, I think, 4 or 5 of them, and then I did WrestleCon for 2 full days where I was signing, meeting fans, so it has been a week, guys. It has been a week. This is my last show, Bullet Club Block Party. It was so fantastic, finally meeting everybody in the Bullet Club, being able to host this event, and it was just, I had a lot of fun. I'm ready to sleep, so thank you so much for having me. This was
a lot of
fun.
No, it's been my pleasure. I know you're really busy, and I appreciate your time, so thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right. That's it.
Bye, guys.
I would like to thank Alicia again for making the time for the quick interview. As I mentioned earlier, I really enjoyed our tachibanashi. If you enjoy standing around, you can find loads of tachinomiyas, bars where you enjoy your drinks, or tachigui restaurants, quick serves where you usually eat standing up, all over Japan. When it comes to tachiguis, noodle restaurants tend to be the popular format, like ramen, soba, or udon. Oh, even just talking about them makes me want to go hop a plane and go have a nice drink and some hot, hot ramen. Or now that it's summer, some ramen with all my friends. I'd like to thank you again for taking a little bit of time out of your day today to share a little nomunication with me. Moving forward, the plan is to drop new episodes, as originally planned, on Wednesday mornings, U.S. East Coast time. If you have any questions, feedback, or you'd like to contribute, please reach out to me on Twitter at KarenNerdsOut using the hashtag NOMUPOD, hashtag NOMUPOD. Feel free to throw in your favorite drink emoji too. While I don't have a separate Twitter account for NOMUdication, please check out KarenInTranslation.wordpress.com for all things related to NOMUdication. Until next time, mata ne! See you soon.